things you wasn't using. You used to have a bowl and a pitcher too to wash your face every morning and night. You'd have to bring your water in, and pitcher's about so tall, about that big around, kind of fancy. I'm sure you've seen them. And then a bowl, they were nearly all white. Some of them were kind of fancy with flowers on them. And that bowl and pitcher sat on a washstand.
Yeah.
You see this little piece right there?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, that's the washstand. There's a little bit more to it. One piece of marble ain't on it now, but it had a little back marble to it, and a glass would hang over it. You can see to wash your face.
A glass? You mean a mirror?
Mirror, yeah. A mirror.
Okay. This is a, right here, this is a, what you call that? Just a vase.
That's, some people pronounce them boss, vase.
That's just a vase.
That's a vase, that's right.
Yeah. That's a beautiful one though. Y'all have that nice in the house?
Oh yeah, now that's not old. That was given to me in my golden anniversary. But people had nice things then. Cut glass and china.
Really?
Really, sure.
Did you ever see an egg made out of china? That'd be a...
I had one of those glass eggs or china eggs.
You did?
I had one now. Used to put them in the socks to don them. People don't don socks no more.
Well, you used to use them in the hen house too, didn't you?
Used to, yeah. Use them in the
full chicken. Of, full of chicken?
That's right. I often wonder how much you got wool. Or did you?
Now, speaking about when your mother was cleaning, was doing the things around the house, you'd say she was...
doing the chores.
Okay. And she'd sweep with a...
broom.
Or... okay.
And some of those brooms, I had an uncle that made brooms. He grew the broom straw and made the brooms. That's right.
Where'd you keep the broom?
Well, usually in the kitchen. That's where you swept the most often, so that's where you kept it. Just quick
okay.
Leaves.
Between the door and the wall, it was...
Well, so you'd hang them sometimes.
Oh,
really? Yeah.
Or you just keep it?
No, you'd kind of put it some way out the way, probably. Sometimes you hung them up. I hang mine now.
Well, or if there was a door there, you just set it.
Well, no, it didn't have nothing to do with the door.
Oh, okay.
Not particularly.
You never set it back of the door? Or?
Well, I wouldn't say I never have done it, probably.
Okay. Now, usually on, was it on Monday that your mother would do all of what?
Well, Monday's always considered the laundry time. That's when you had your washing done or did. Now, a lot of times, we had colored women that did the heavy washing. They'd come probably on Monday, or if they couldn't come, maybe they'd be on Tuesday. And then during the week, we washed every day. Because we didn't have any type of washing machine, except in later times, they bought one that was run by hand. It was a big tub and it was corrugated on the inside. It was made out of wood. And it had a handle on it and you swung it back and forth. And that friction is what washed the clothes. It was easy to washboard rubbing them. You ever saw a washboard?
Yeah, the things that you, right, they had ridges on
them. Yeah, that's right. First ones were out of brass, and then they out of tin, and they also had them out of glass at one time. We had a glass one once. I think the old brass ones are the best.
What'd you wash them in?
We had number three tubs.
Okay. You ever see those big, they boil water in those big,